This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
For a woman with three of America's most ordinary names, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, she taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Susan travels internationally as a frequent radio and TV talk show guest and motivational speaker, the author of many books, Choose to Thrive, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, Wired for High-Level Wellness, and Be the Change. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest, boosting your immune system year-round. Next on today's This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-817-2871. 800-817-2871. That's 800-817-2871.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America. Boosting your immune system is one of the best things that you can do because it's your body's key defense when it comes to fighting a virus. Now, even if you are exposed to a virus, coronavirus or others, if your immune system is strong, well, you have a better chance of not getting sick. Today, holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, will share some important information on how we can keep our immune system strong and vigorous year-round. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program. Great to have you with us. Important topic today.
Yes. Hi, Rick. Listen, I can't even emphasize how important it is, especially with COVID still in our midst. And so we want to do everything possible to maintain our robust immune system. It's a complex topic. I'm going to make it as simple as possible, give you lots of practical examples of what you can do starting today.
And flu season right around the corner, so a lot of reasons to take notes today. So much more information. We're going to cram maybe a 3 or 4 hour conversation into a fraction of that. More at Dr. Susan's website, and we'll point that out throughout the program, SusanSmithJones.com. Let's start with the very basics here. We hear this all the time, your immune system. What is our immune system? What's it composed of?
Yes, yeah, great place to start. It's a complex network of white blood cells, organs, and tissues of the lymph system. And this is spread throughout the body and involves many types of cells, organs, proteins, and tissues, including, you know about these, the thymus, the spleen, tonsils, lymph nodes, lymph vessels, and the bone marrow. And Rickett defends you every day against germs and microorganisms such as bacteria, viruses we hear a lot about these days, parasites, and fungi. And in most cases, the immune system successfully keeps you healthy and free of serious infections.
Okay, now, with that information, and we know it's there, we know it's nature's way of saying, I'm going to protect you. How do we maintain a healthy immune system in the first place? Where does that start? What can we do?
Yes, all right, perfect. There are multiple ways that you can strengthen and protect your immune system so that it's ready to engage in a serious attack when your health is threatened. And boosting your immune system is easier than you might think, because with just a few little adjustments to your lifestyle that we'll talk about and your everyday habits, you can keep your immune system in the best possible health and strong enough to protect you against the germs and viruses that fill the air. So follow these tips I'm about to give you for the best health possible and a strong, and keep your body strong enough to protect against the germs and viruses that are all around us. And I want to start off with, if it's okay with you, to how to boost your immune system by taking some targeted nutritional supplements.
Oh, perfect. Yes, please do.
Okay. So although you might try to live a healthy lifestyle, you might not be getting enough of the nutrients that your body requires. And right now I'm taking extra of all of these because COVID is still prevalent in our environment. Let's start with zinc, and I'll just go through each one very briefly. You can get much more information in my book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, and on my website. But zinc is an important mineral essential to the normal function of many organs and systems within the body, including your skeletal, your neurological, your brain, that's your brain and nerves, and your endocrine systems. And it's also necessary for the formation of collagen and supports a healthy immune function. So let's start. That's zinc.
Okay.
Vitamin C. Listen, this would be along with D at the top of the list. Research on vitamin C shows it has antiviral, antitoxin, antibacterial, anti-cancer importance to it that goes back with research from the 1930s and 40s. One of the things about vitamin C is that cancer has a difficult time living and surviving in levels of high vitamin C. I take large amounts of vitamin C throughout the day, not all at once, like in the morning, but I take it at 3 or 4 times throughout the day, and I also take a time release. One of the things about vitamin C is that it increases the electrons in your body. In a moment, I'll talk about IOS, intracellular oxidative stress, but just keep in mind here that when you lose electrons in your body, then that's the beginning of being sick and being more susceptible to all kinds of illnesses. When you take extra vitamin C, it brings with it electrons. They like to be coupled in a marriage. And so they go around and find single electrons, and they couple up, and that will help your immune system.
Yeah, vitamin C. I was just going to say all of this. If you're traveling and you're trying to remember all of this, just sit back, listen to the conversation, absorb what Dr. Susan is talking about, and you'll find all this in great detail at Dr. Susan's website, which is SusanSmithJones.com, and in great detail as well in her new book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. So we're talking about zinc and vitamin C. What's next on the list of supplements that we really should be taking?
Vitamin D3. Okay. Now, that's used by the immune system to produce antimicrobial, antiviral peptides. So why is this important? Because in the upper and lower respiratory tract is where vitamin D has been seen, among other things in the body, to bolster the immune system when facing an acute respiratory tract infection. Now, that is what COVID is. And I don't know if you're aware of this, Rick, but they've discovered, they don't say it a lot on the news, I wish they would, but 70% of COVID patients that are hospitalized, 70% are low in vitamin D. And you need to know your level in the blood test. You need to get a blood test. You can't assume if you're taking a supplement that you have enough D. I've told you this story before, but I live in sunny Southern California in Brentwood in Los Angeles. I'm outdoors a lot. I hike. I go down to the beach. And a couple years ago, I had a blood profile taken with my annual physical, and the doctor called me and said, I've hardly ever seen vitamin D as low as yours. And I was taking 5,000 IUs a day.
Wow.
So we upped it to 10,000 IUs. I'm one of those people that don't absorb it well, even though it's a fat-soluble vitamin, and you take it with a meal that has fat in it. I still didn't absorb it. So at 10,000 IUs, then the number's good in my blood profile. It's about 70 to 75. So next time you get a blood test, you want to make sure you look at the D3 in your body.
Okay, so that's vitamin D3. And yes, and yes. Again, all this on the website, SusanSmithJones.com. I can see people frantically trying to remember all of this. Zinc, vitamin C, and vitamin D3. Continue with the next supplement that we really, really should have in our bodies.
Yes. Now, I'm really into nascent iodine. That's a special form of iodine called NASCENT. Every health food store has it. You can get it online. It's more bioavailable in your body. It really helps with the thyroid, and it's shown to be particularly useful in strengthening the immune response. It's much better than regular iodine, so look at nascent iodine. And next would be selenium. That's a mineral. It plays a vital role in our immune system because it's important for the activity of the antioxidant enzyme called glutathione peroxidase. Now, glutathione is the master antioxidant in the body. So it's important for the production of glutathione, but it's also important for preventing blood coagulation reactions. So selenium is usually found in ample amounts in a multi, if you take a multi.
Okay.
You check your multi to see what the levels are of everything rather than having 50 supplement bottles on your kitchen counter.
Yes, I was going to say, because if you took all of these, you would have like a whole windowsill and then some with with vitamins on. So, yeah, see what you can get in terms of the multi. Quercetin, is that, am I saying that correctly? I've heard that mentioned as something very important.
Yes, and you and I have talked about that before. It's a bioflavonoid that support, and it's, you're right, quercetin, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N. And it supports a healthy immune function, and it supports a healthy inflammatory response. It promotes cardiovascular and endothelial health, and so much more. And by the way, some of the latest studies, Rick, have shown that when you take, and I take an extra supplement of this because it's not in my multi, it's when you take quercetin, it's more difficult for the COVID coronavirus or the variant viruses to enter our cells and set up home. So thank you, quercetin. And I'm going to talk about silver and blue magic and earthing and nebulizing, the last four on my list of important extras in your lifestyle to boost your immune system. Let's start with silver, Rick. There are different kinds of silver you can get. And if you go to my website, I'm going to tell you a few places, and go to blog, and under blog, let me just see, it's the second entry down, it's silver therapy. You can read lots of studies. Silver has been around for centuries. You know, it was in use long before modern antibiotics were developed. You want nanosilver, not colloidal. It's a natural antibiotic, antiviral, antifungal, and antiparasite. There are many companies selling it, but you want to get the best possible. I put 1 to 2 teaspoons of this nanosilver that you read about on my website in my water every single morning. I have it in a gel form if I get a cut. I have it in a spray form if I want to spray it in my throat. And 2-3 times a week, I nebulize hydrogen peroxide to augment my immune system, and I might put a drop of this nanosilver in it. Again, on my website, you just even in the search bar, put nanosilver. But if you go to blog, the second entry is all about silver therapy for whole body wellness for all ages and pets.
It's all of this available at Dr. Susan's website. It's SusanSmithJones.com. We've got to take a break. We've talked a lot about the nutritional supplements that you can use to boost your immune system year-round. When we come back, I want to talk about if there are certain lifestyle tips that Dr. Susan has that will keep our immune systems in a healthy state as well, and we'll do that after these messages. We'll be right back.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-817-2871. 800-817-2871. That's 800-817-2871.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-218-6710. 800-218-6710. 800-218-6710. Again, that's 800-218-6710.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, This Week in America. Back with us on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, talking about boosting your immune system year-round. We went through a lot of the nutritional supplements that are very valuable in doing just that. Dr. Susan, what are some of the lifestyle tips you can give us that will help and boost our immune system as well year-round?
Yes, and these are all things you and I over the decades have talked about before, but they're all worth mentioning again. First is stay hydrated. All major systems in your miraculous body, immune included, are impaired when you're dehydrated. So you want to drink plenty of water and eat plenty of like raw fruits and vegetables that have lots of water in them, like organic water. And doing so will make your all-day hydration easier if you include lots of fruits and vegetables. If you want to know the best kind of water and how to drink it to get the best results, just go to my search bar and put in alkaline water, or go to favorites and scroll down to rejuvenation in your glass of water. Always good to put a little bit of fresh lemon. Squeeze some fresh lemon juice into your water. Next, we know this, but let's mention it again. Prioritize healthy hygiene.
Really need to do that, because we can get into bad habits very quickly, can't we?
You know what, we can. And then sometimes you think just because you're hanging out at home, you don't need to wash your hands. But I think it's important to wash your hands throughout the day, you know, because germs can be found just about everywhere. So it's essential to practice healthy hygiene. And always remember this, you know, this is just a reminder. Avoid touching your face, your mouth, your eyes, and, you know, keep some warm, you know, warm to hot, not scalding hot, warm to hot water, and, you know, to the tune of row, row, row your boat, 20 seconds to wash your hands, you know, not just 5 seconds and you're done, just a good habit. Get plenty of sleep each night. Your body relies on adequate amounts of sleep each night, and by getting enough sleep, you're encouraging cellular repair and helping your immune system maintain itself. What I love to do before I go to bed is I walk out into my backyard on my grass, barefoot, of course, and I walk a little bit. Ideally, you want to get 30 minutes of earthing in a day. And again, if you go to favorites, that first entry is Earthing and Grounding, Nature's Most Effective Whole Body Healer. And there's a wonderful documentary. It's about a little bit over an hour that talks about the science behind earthing and why it's important to get all these extra electrons into your body. So I earth before I go to bed and throughout the day. I even have a mat at the bottom of my bed that my feet go on. So I try to get as many electrons in my body as possible.
How about managing at the same time. These are stressful times. How do we manage stress, and how bad is it when we don't manage stress? Are we lowering our immune system because we're overstressed?
Yes, that's such a good point, Rick. Absolutely we are. When you're overly anxious, stressed, or even depressed, like a lot of people are these days, your overall immune system is weakened, and it may even impair the function of your digestive system. So you want to start, as much as possible, dedicating more time to relaxing. Find more ways to minimize your stress and avoid illness. For example, just the earthing, if you have a yard, or even if it's not grass, it could be dirt. It's got to be the natural earth, not on cement or asphalt. But go out and do your deep breathing and visualize. And, you know, if you're drinking some tea or juice or water, go, instead of standing in the kitchen, go to the yard if possible, or stand on your earthing mat. Keep a positive attitude. You know, obviously, accept that there are events you cannot control. I always say be assertive instead of aggressive. Assert your feelings, your opinions, your beliefs, instead of getting angry and defensive and passive. Because remember, there are three things over which we always have control: what we think, how we move, our exercise, and what we eat. And you're in charge of your thoughts. So don't let other people and situations rent space in your beautiful brain. You be in charge, because studies show, like even a recent Harvard study, that people who stay positive and optimistic live 10 to 15% longer than negative, aggressive people.
Fantastic. And all of this, by the way, on Dr. Susan's website in great detail. The website is SusanSmithJones.com. Her book, and I'll give you this information as we wrap up here in a few minutes, Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper, all that on her website. How about the role of exercise? How important is that?
Yes. Well, the human body prospers when it's strong, like I write about in Wired for High-Level Wellness. On my website, I have a whole webinar I presented on Invest in Yourself with Exercise, also the title of one of my full-color books. So not only does exercise help you maintain a healthy weight and strengthen your muscles, but it also reduces stress levels, improves quality of sleep, rids your body of toxins. You and I have talked about this a lot. So how much do you need? You want to try to get at least 2.5 hours of exercise each week. That's 30 minutes a day, at least. This is minimum, Rick, to improve your overall wellness. And, you know, something else I want to mention before we touch on diet, and Dr. Thomas Levy, in his book, Rapid Virus Recovery, that you can get free on my website, he talked about the importance of oral care. And I have a webinar that I presented on oral care. You can also see free on my website. And in terms of oral care, so much disease begins, Rick, right in your mouth with all the germs and the bacteria that gets carried to other areas of your body. And you'll see in my webinar the importance of brushing a few times a day, and flossing, and oral irrigating, and never forget once, I do it twice, but at least once a day, scrape your tongue. There's so much bacteria on your tongue, and so much bacteria that's transferred to person if you don't have a clean mouth when you kiss. So I'm telling, and you'll see all of this about kissing in my oral care webinar on my website. If you go over to the sidebar on the right side and you scroll down, it says Susan's Books and Webinars, and you'll find the exercise webinar I presented and the oral care, and you'll learn a lot about the importance of keeping your mouth healthy.
That's all, again, on the website, the webinar as well, so you can read it. You've got the visuals that will help you. I'm going to check out the kissing part when we get finished here. Follow a healthy diet. Talk about the importance. A few minutes left in the program. This seems so basic, but it's something we all seem to violate at least from time to time.
Yes, we do. And I talk about this in great detail in Wired for High-Level Wellness, where I present a program that in 30 days, an easy-to-follow program, you'll be looking and feeling and will be physiologically 10 years younger. And a lot has to do with diet. Good health really begins in your kitchen, and then your body gets stronger in the gym and with your working out.
And you'll find all of that and sign up for the free Healthy Living newsletter. You'll be looking forward to getting this once a month. So much information there. Her website is very simple. It's her name, SusanSmithJones.com. You'll find a link on by going to our website, certainly thisweekinamerica.us. The topic today, boosting your immune system year-round. If you go to our archives, you'll find all sorts of old interviews that we've done with Dr. Susan on her website as well. And, of course, the book we talked a lot about, because it contains a lot of the information that we talked about today, boosting your immune system year-round. That book is Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.